Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We are on Radio Row, Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days. This same Media Days that will go to Atlanta next year and then Nashville a couple years from now. This guy will be here for all of them. Andy Staples from The Athletic joins us now. And
I'm glad you got that, because I'm not getting that right yet.
I know
it's only been a few days.
What, I know. Like 2 days?
I mean, yeah.
Congratulations,
by the way, on the new job.
Thank you. Content over there, and now a big addition.
I need to start writing some of it. That's where I'm headed next.
You're in the honeymoon period now.
I'm selling. I'm in sales mode right now, but no, I got a few things in the hopper. Next week's going to be pretty busy. I got a bunch of stuff coming out next week that I've been working on, and it's fun because they kind of challenge you, very similar to Sports Illustrated, go find something different. I mean, don't do what the 500 people in that big room up there are writing. And that's fine for me. I'd rather do something more fun. I'd rather do something more interesting. And that's what The Athletic wants.
But it gives
we
you
benefit from that.
Oh, right. Yeah, the readers benefit, but it also gives you creative license to think, gosh, I could probably go in any direction, and they're okay with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they trust you. And, I mean, the SI was the same way, and I was really lucky for 11 years to have one of the best writing jobs in America, because SI let me do pretty much whatever I wanted to also, and now I'm at The Athletic, and I have so many people around me. I was just talking to Aaron Suttles, who covers Alabama for us, and we were comparing notes on what Nick Saban's going to say in there, and I can go down to, our Tennessee beat writer David Ubben. I can ask him what's going on in Knoxville and get a deeper understanding of things. But then I also know some folks in Knoxville that I can call and find out, and we can compare notes there. I talked to Will Salmon, our Florida beat writer, yesterday, and we were talking about a couple different stories that we might work on. And it is really fun to have that many talented people around that, they can help you. You can help them. Right. And, at SI, we had some great people, but there just weren't that many of us. And the sheer numbers, it amazes me. And that's the thing. I subscribed when The Athletic started because I had friends working there. I wanted to support them. But I got hooked the bigger they got, because there's just so much to read. And I'm a junkie as it is. So that's all I want, is just give me something good to read. I don't need the other stuff.
Was it a strange feeling, though, and I ask you this, I've gotten Sports Illustrated my entire life. It is a heritage brand in the sports
world. Absolutely.
And then The Athletic's, hey, here's the new guy.
Absolutely.
Did it feel strange, like I'm going from a household name for decades to this new
very. Yeah, and to explain, because to an older generation like my dad, you've got to explain what The Athletic is.
Yeah. What do you mean you're leaving Sports Illustrated?
But once they get it, they get it.
Yeah.
And because, here's the thing. I had a columnist I used to work with named Martin Fennelly. I worked with him at the Tampa Tribune. He works for the Tampa Bay Times now. I got assigned to do a story down in my old stomping grounds in Newport Richey, Florida. This is when I was working at SI, and there was a high school pitcher down there who had thrown 5 straight no-hitters. And so I went down there to watch no-hitter number 5, and it was weird because it was the first time I'd been back at the place where I covered high schools for the Tampa Tribune in that county. And Martin was there, and we ended up at the same place we always ended up after every, high school football game I covered for 2 years. And we were talking, and I remember him saying, we were talking about all the different things I was trying to do with video and with this and with that. And he goes, just give me something to read. And I've thought about that for a long time, like, just give me something to read. And that's really what The Athletic does is there's a whole bunch of stuff to read, for folks in Nashville, you got a Titans writer, you got a Predators writer, you got a Vols writer, you got a Tide writer, and I'll be writing a ton about the SEC. I'm a national writer, but let's be honest, I live in SEC country.
Right.
This is what I'm surrounded by. And so it's also what I grew up with, because I was a Tennessee beat writer for 2 years at the start of my career. I covered Florida as a beat writer. So this is also what I know. And so I would imagine you're going to see a lot of SEC stuff from me in The Athletic.
Andy Staples with us at @Andy_Staples. And Zone listeners obviously have heard you on the Wake Up Zone the last years, and I love those segments. What are a couple storylines going into 2019 SEC football that intrigue you?
Well, it's interesting because, we always assume that Alabama is so head and shoulders above everybody else. I actually think Georgia is further ahead of the rest of the East than Alabama is of the West.
Yeah.
Just because LSU's done such a good job recruiting, and they seem to be in a really good place right now. Auburn's kind of a mystery, but when you return maybe the best defensive line in college football, and then Gus is going back calling plays, Gus is really good at calling plays. If they have a quarterback, and I don't know if Joey Gatewood or Bo Nix, I don't know if either of those guys is the guy, but let's say one of them is, that's a really good team. And, I look at the East, and I look at Georgia. Then you've got Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee. Florida, they are very confident. They feel like they finally got a quarterback that they feel comfortable with in Felipe Franks. But the talent gap between Georgia and Florida was very evident on the field last year. And I'm not sure that closes. And you look at the recruiting rankings, and I don't think it closed this year. Tennessee and Georgia, kind of the same boat. And so South Carolina, they should be better this year. They had horrific injury problems, but Will Muschamp,
the last 3 years.
Exactly. Yeah. But Will Muschamp defenses tend to be pretty good when they have healthy players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I feel like Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina are going to be duking it out. Kentucky, I don't think they're going to take as big a step back as everybody thinks. I realize they lost some good players. I don't think they're going to win 10 games again, but I think Mark Stoops has raised the floor of Kentucky to the point where that. They may drop off, but they may be dropping off to 7-5, which, look, if you've been following Kentucky football,
that's
you
a good
should be
season.
Thrilled with that.
A lot of people would say, where do I sign right now?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think the East has gotten better across the board, but the problem is Georgia is just sucking the oxygen out of the division because they are so talented.
Kirby Smart yesterday, 24-5 is not good enough.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
I love it.
You can tell Kirby Smart and Nick Saban were birds of a feather and why they work so well together.
Because yeah.
You're playing to your own standard. You're not. I guarantee you Georgia's not worried about what Florida's doing. They're not worried about what Tennessee's doing. They are going, what's Clemson doing? Right. What's Alabama doing?
Right.
If we can hang with them, that's where we need to be.
More with Andy Staples when we come back next on 3HL, live from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama.
Nashville's...
Welcome back to M3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, coming at you live from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. Coach Dave McGinnis coming up at 3:15 to talk a whole lot of Titans. You don't want to miss that. But now we continue with our good buddy Andy Staples, our guest from The Athletic, now used to be Sports Illustrated. Again, Wake Up Zone correspondent.
Yeah.
Alabama just looms right now, at least in this conference, and certainly for many except for maybe Clemson, as you said, as this specter, this wall that they've got to climb. We had Ed Orgeron on, and I said, Coach, when you look at the season, what's your biggest challenge? He goes, I'm going to stop you right there. It's beat Alabama.
He's right.
And that's everybody is saying that. That's the roadblock for everybody.
He's exactly right. Auburn is amazing to me because they were seriously talking about paying Gus Malzahn over $30 million to go away last year.
Yeah.
Like, they were serious about that.
Dawn went to school.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm just shaking my head. I'm still pulling on your, hey, yeah. If one of those quarterbacks works out, that's a really good Auburn
He's
team.
Exactly
I'm
right.
Gonna
yeah.
hold
He's
that.
Exactly right.
I'm a firm believer of when we think Auburn's going to finish fifth in the West, they're going to win 11 games.
Or yes. when and we, as the media, pick them
Alabama.
To win, they finish seventh.
And, yeah. Exactly right. So yeah. I think Gus is very safe this year because we keep saying they're going to be bad. But no, Alabama is the standard by which everybody else operates in the West. And it's how Jimbo Fisher's going to get judged at Texas A&M. It's how Ed Orgeron's going to get judged at LSU. And I remember somebody from LSU texted me after the LSU-Alabama game last year, and they said, okay, now we know exactly how far we need to go. And they realized it was really along the line of scrimmage where they were deficient against Alabama. I'm not sure their offensive line has developed to the point where they are going to be competitive with Alabama yet, but maybe it is. Defensive line, I think they're there. So that's the one I would really watch. But remember, that game's in Tuscaloosa this year. You know, things happen when that game's in Baton Rouge, except for last year when LSU couldn't do anything. But if LSU can block Alabama, that will be a game. But that's been the issue. Now, with Alabama, is there somebody else in the pipeline? Like, right. Last year we go, who's going to replace De'Ron Payne? How's it? Quinnen Williams winds up being the best defensive player in the country.
Gosh.
That guy.
Yes, he's
just
ridiculous.
Reload.
Yeah. Ugh. Andy Staples with us. When you pull up his Twitter feed, you'll read, I also have opinions about barbecue. Yep. And I know a lot of people love your takes on food. Is there a place or a couple places in Nashville that you're just like, okay, when I go to Nashville,
so
I got to go
the
there?
One place in Nashville that I think there needs to be one in every town, and I don't understand why there's not, is Smokin' Thighs.
Yes.
Really?
Why is there not a smoked wing place in every town?
Yeah.
I don't understand this. This is such a great concept, but nobody else does it. Now, I'm glad that they finally, you know, realized what they have in hot chicken and sort of given it to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But I did – so I was in Nashville 3 years ago, and I did finally – bite down and do the extra, extra, extra hot.
Oh, gosh.
No, you did not.
Oh, there's video of it.
Okay. Were you crying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta
go find this video. Our friend Travis Haney was working the camera.
And antagonizing you. Eat a bigger bite.
The entire time.
Okay.
And it's one of those where you take the first bite and you're like, oh, that's okay. And then as the seconds pass, you're like, oh my God.
It's like the delayed kill you.
But once you get through that first wave, you're fine. You can eat the rest of it.
I don't
because
buy
you're
that.
You're numb, though.
I don't
you can
buy
eat
that.
The bread.
But you're numb at that point, right?
Yes, that's exactly why.
Did you have a cup of milk?
They didn't have any milk. I wanted some. I was like, you guys would make a fortune if you just sold milk.
Yes.
So what's the best restaurant in the Southeast? Like, people are traveling around and going to games. And
that's so hard for me.
What's your favorite? Besides Jack's, which you're holding a box of as we sit here.
It's because people send in food all the time.
Well, you're going to have to break it down into genres.
Okay.
That's really hard to do. I will say one of my favorite meals, and now this place burned down recently, but they're in the middle of rebuilding, the Red Bar in Great
Beach,
Florida.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So there's it's a special they run late spring in the summer, black and grouper over a fried grit cake. It's not on the menu. So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. That might be my favorite just meal. That when I go there, I'm gonna get that, I know I'm gonna be happy. But I love a good steak. It's interesting. I'm a ribeye guy, but my favorite steak is actually not a ribeye. It's the fabulous filet at Charlie's in Tampa, which is a 20-ounce filet mignon.
Oh my Lord!
That's right. One purloin, two for steer.
The old 96.
Center cut of the loin. Cut it with a fork. It is incredible. And then barbecue, you have to break it down by individual meat, like spare ribs, Archibald's in Northport, Alabama. Done.
Okay.
Easy.
I love it.
This
I knew you could
amazing.
Come up with
this. I'm like fascinated.
It's a very elaborate breakdown.
Okay, so next time you come to Nashville, we want to go eat with you wherever
well,
you
no,
go.
Well,
yeah.
No. See, that's the thing. I want to go eat with you guys. I want you to tell me where to go.
There are new places every day.
Yeah.
I know.
Nashville's killing it.
Because Nashville's booming so much, you know – it's going to be completely different. If I go 6 months from now, the recommendations are going to be different than they would have been.
That is true.
You're always going to say go to Pancake Pantry.
Right.
But
I'm not.
I want to go. I want to know what's
Pancake
new.
Pantry.
No.
Yeah.
Who
sugar
has,
and spice pancakes.
Well, yeah,
line.
But you've got
Nobody
that line, man. It takes like an hour to get through.
Play Sandy Staples. They'll take him to the VIP.
I would say go to Kane Prime and get bacon cotton candy.
Do what now?
Have you not had the bacon cotton
no.
candy?
No.
It's amazing.
Andy Staples, I am so disappointed.
Done.
The twinkle in his eye right now is like Santa delivering gifts on Christmas.
I got
it's
you.
Amazing.
Next trip to Nashville.
I was
going to
say, I blame Vandy for this. I need to win more games.
Hey, speaking
that
of Vandy.
Happen this year.
Speaking of Vandy, Andy Staples, our guest, they're bringing maybe the best triplet offensive, if you just take into account what each one of those guys can do, in the SEC.
Yeah.
But what does that mean win-wise? What does that mean for Derek Mason this year?
Well, remember how we were talking about the East is better across the board? That's the problem.
Yeah. That is a problem.
It's the same problem Tennessee has.
Yep.
And it's the same problem South Carolina has, and it's the same problem Florida has, and the same problem Kentucky has. Because with everybody being better, I'm not – there's no – guaranteed. It used to be
all of those games are
Kentucky and Vandy were guaranteed wins for everybody.
Yeah.
Now they're not. Yeah. I mean, shoot, that Vandy bowl game, it didn't go the way they wanted it to. But I saw Matt Rhule earlier this year, the Baylor coach, and I said, man, that was a fun game to watch. He's like, it was not a fun game to coach.
It was fun to watch.
Keyshawn Vaughn was, I mean, it was like a video game.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But, yeah, that's the issue is and we've discussed that with there's a couple divisions across college football where everybody seems to be getting better all at once. The Big Ten West is the other one. And I was on my SiriusXM show. We were talking about Illinois yesterday. And what does Lovie Smith have to do? Well, they're better. Unfortunately, so is everybody else.
Right.
And Vandy's in the same boat. So, like, bowl eligibility, still probably the main goal for Vandy. And I know that gets frustrating sometimes, especially when they had the James Franklin years at the early part of the decade. But the East is not where the East was then. The East is pretty good across the board now. I remember that column. I think it was either last year or the year before. Is it possible the SEC East doesn't suck anymore? And it definitely does not now. So,
and if Vaughn played at a lot of other places, the whole world would be talking
absolutely.
About him.
Absolutely. He's got a good story.
Or Pinckney or
I'm guessing Vandy.
Or Kalijah Lipscomb.
I was going to say, I'm guessing Vandy's going to get Vaughn out there. Yeah. They're going to make sure everybody knows about him this year.
Their biggest thing is quarterback, like you were saying. You know,
well, they had one for so long. It's hard when you lose somebody who you were comfortable with and had a lot of faith in. So, I mean, and it's weird because this is a year where it seems like everybody else does have that guy.
Right. Yeah.
Where Vandy had it before. So.
Right.
So if it's Alabama, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson at the top, who are those next two in the Final Four looking at it in July?
Oklahoma, if their defense gets any better, they're going to be there because their offense is going to be great.
Jalen Hurts is going to be awesome.
Jalen Hurts is going to be great, and Lincoln Riley is going to build something around him.
Yeah.
And I don't think – I honestly don't know if it matters who plays quarterback there. I mean, they keep getting top-end guys.
Right.
But even if they had just an above-average guy, they still have a really good offense. I think they're going to go from having – that's the thing. When we say their defense was bad, we're not talking about, like, the incremental bad we talk about with other playoff contenders, like when Ohio State had a bad defense last year. Oklahoma's defense was legit awful for anybody last year. And so if Alex Grinch can get them to the point where they are average on defense, they don't need to be great or even good, just average, they can compete for a national title. But they have to deal with Texas in their own league because I do think Texas is where they want to be now. I think Ohio State, Urban Meyer may be gone. The talent's still there. Georgia, this may be the year they get over the hump against Alabama. I mean, yeah, they haven't won a national title since 1980, but think about how close they've been the last 2 years on the field against Alabama. One is Tua making a miracle happen to keep them from winning the national title. And the other one is some questionable decisions down the stretch in the SEC championship game. And if they just clean that up, they win that game. So if they see him again at the end of this year, I would assume it's a coin flip.
It's Alabama Day at Media Days.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Very excited.
There's the guy with the ring hat, which he, you know, everybody interviews him. He comes here every year. Last year, his wife was here.
Mrs. Ringhead.
That's the person I want to interview. Because she seemed completely nice and normal. And so, like
dress normal.
Yeah.
You got to balance out the crazy.
Well, like, but I want to know, like, how did he propose? Was the ring on his head? I need to know these things.
Did he add it to
I
the
want
ring
you
hat?
To interview the dog that gets painted, the Auburn dog.
He's obsessed with the... Don't shake your head. It's the cutest thing
it's
ever.
It's cruelty.
If that dog, I told Don, if that dog could talk, that dog would say, help me.
No,
I
know. You know what that dog would say? War Dan Eagle. That's what that dog would say.
Basset Hounds, and I'm trying to imagine, like, trying to paint a Basset Hound. That dog would just lay down and never let you move it. You'd be like, I got to get this other flank. Nope.
Oh, man. Andy Staples with The Athletic. Go subscribe. Go check it out. I'm telling you, it is worth every penny of the subscription, especially now with Staples there.
Yeah, always love seeing you, man.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Enjoy your work.
Appreciate it.
Yep. We'll catch you on the Wake Up Zone. We'll catch him on the flip side. We'll take him somewhere to eat in Nashville. He's going to take us.
Bacon, cotton, candy.
Bacon, cotton.
Okay, well, that's done then. Bacon, cotton, candy all around. A quick break for us and back with more from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama. This is 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery.